When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Spring is here. I'm a fool if I fall again. And yet, I'm intrigued by love's call again. You say you love me. I know from the past you mean to love me. But these things don't last. Fools rush in to begin new love affairs. But tonight, tonight, my dear, who cares? Fun to be fooled, fun to pretend, fun to believe love is unending. Thought I was done, still it is fun to be fooled again. Nice when you tell all that you feel. Nice to be told this is the real thing. Fun to be kissed, fun to exist, to be fooled again. It's that old devil moon having his fling once more, selling me spring once more. I'm afraid love is king once more. Fun to be fooled, fun to pretend. This little dream won't end. It's that old devil moon having his fling once more, setting me spring once more. I'm afraid love is king once more. Fun to be fooled, fun to pretend. This little dream.
And welcome to today's episode of Broadway to Main Street, focusing on quantum physics and the Broadway musical. I fooled ya! This is our April Fool's show. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, jocular NPR station. Well, tomorrow, actually, is April Fool's, and I thought today we would look at all sorts of foolishness on Broadway. People who are fooled, even if it's fun to be fooled. That was Bobby Short singing a great Arlen Harburg Gershwin song from Life Begins at 8:40, and today begins at 3 o'clock here. So there we are, and we'll listen to people acting foolish, being made fools of, people who are foolhardy, and fools that are rushing in on stage. Well, let us go initially to the best kind of foolishness, which is intentional comic foolishness. Here is the title number from Top Banana, Words and Music by Johnny Mercer, sung by Phil Silvers and his wonderful cohort of second, third, and other kinds of slippery bananas.
Hey, Mr. Biffle, what's a top banana?
See what I'm up against, Mo? Johnny come latelys. A top banana is the first comedian in a burlesque show.
It comes from an old burlesque bit.
Don't talk about it, Pinky. Do it for him.
Oh, all right.
Watch this, kid.
I just came back from the fruit market. I have three bananas, and I'm going to give you one of them.
Oh, just a minute. You only have two bananas there.
No, there's three bananas here, and I'll prove it to you. One banana have I.
That's right.
Two bananas do I.
That's true.
One banana and two bananas make three bananas.
Well, you're out of your mind.
There's three
In your own words, I'll show you you're wrong.
Go ahead.
One banana have I.
Yeah.
Two bananas do I.
Yeah.
One banana and two bananas makes... By golly, he's right.
Yeah.
Say, Mo, will you join me in a banana?
I'd be delighted.
One banana for you.
Thank you.
And a banana for me.
Well, how about me?
You eat the third banana.
What the hey?
See what I mean, kid? Third banana, second banana, top banana.
Well, do all comedians have to go through this?
The big timers and small timers, kid. Nobody makes it the easy way. Here's the way it usually goes. The star comes first, then the leading man. Than the actors in the play. But there are no comics like no comics who finally made the grade. Come here. Do you recall, sweethearts, all the phony starts and the lousy parts they played? If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start at the bottom of the bunch. You gotta know the joke about the farmer's daughter, then take it in the kisser with the soda water. Wanna be a burlesque comic? It's basic training for you to take a punch. You gotta roll your eyes and make a funny face, then do a take and holler, this must be the place. If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start from the bottom up.
If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start at the bottom of the bunch.
A dancer wears a safety pin to keep her tights up. A top banana's gotta wear a nose that lights up.
You may want to imitate Noel Coward. You'll get more laughs by saying, what the hey?
We hardly find the drawing room a source of mirth, but put us in a bedroom or an upper berth.
If you want to be the top banana, you gotta start from the bottom up.
If you want to be a top banana, you gotta start at the bottom of the bunch.
It doesn't matter if your voice is sharp or flat, if you know how to fall upon your PR.
That's the way to be a top banana. You gotta start from the bottom.
That was Phil Silvers & Co. And today, here on Broadway to Main Street, we are looking at cryptocurrency and the American musical. Those many songs about cryptocurrency over the last 100 years. Nah, come on, I'm fooling you. I'm pulling your leg. Ha, what do you know there? Hey, what the hey? Here are two fools, one of whom was a perfect fool from Broadway in the 1920s, or at least stars who made their mark on Broadway in the 1920s. Great, great comedians. Our first is Eddie Cantor, who reminds us in a song from Alibaba Goes to Town that you have to laugh your way through life.
Listen to the rhythm of the wheels, rumbling and mumbling and grumbling along. Listen to the whistle blow. It sounds like a wearisome groan.
Ah, say.
This funny little world, like the rhythm of the wheels, keeps on rumbling and mumbling and rumbling along. Here is some friendly advice. If you're in the mood to moan, just take that chuckle off your shoulder, that frown off your face. Let a chuckle replace every care. You can give Mr. Sorrow a merry old chase. With a healthy sense of humor, you're a millionaire. Laugh your way through life. Laughing makes your troubles incidental. Any kind of battle can be won if you will just follow the sun. Keep smiling. Laugh your way through life. Laugh at those who get too temperamental. And you'll find you'll never mind a rainy day. A sky of gray way up above. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Laugh your way through life. And you'll find your way to love. Laugh your way through life, ha, 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 ha. It is sure to cure whatever ails you. Laughing is a tonic for your ills. Better than doctors, better than pills. My operation, laugh your way through life, ho, 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 ho. Try it and you'll see it never fails you. And you'll find you'll never mind a rainy day. A sky of gray way up above, so rub. Laugh your way through life. And if you do as I say, everything will be okay. And you'll be on your way through love. Laugh your way through life. Laughing makes your troubles incidental. Any kind of battle can be won if you will just follow the sun, start singing.
Laugh your way through life. Laugh at those who get too temperamental.
And you'll find you'll never mind a rainy day. A sky of gray way up above.
Oh, oh, oh.
To laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee. And the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing. The more I'm a merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this.
Dreadful.
Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast. Others, they twitter like birds.
You know, you're as bad as he is.
Then there's that kind what can't make up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak. As the squeaklers do. I got to let go with a ho. And we love to laugh loud and long and clear. We love to laugh so everybody can hear. The more you laugh, oh my goodness, the more you fill with glee, the more the glee, the more we're a merry
people. Well, that was the perfect fool, Edwin. Who had a resurgence as Uncle Albert in the film of Mary Poppins, also laughing because he loves to laugh. Well, Rodgers and Hammerstein were wonderful writers. You don't think about them as comic writers, but they had wonderful ironic sensibilities. And here are two ladies, one of whom feels perhaps a bit foolish for her optimism, and the other who has been made a fool of by a gentleman looking the other way, i.e. not in her direction. Well, first here, Margaret Whiting. I think this is the first recording, it precedes the cast album, of A Cockeyed Optimist from, of course, South Pacific.
When the sky is a bright canary yellow
I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of Jell-O and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this I could say life is just a bowl of Jell-O and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this heart.
Gets on my nerves. I've got a good mind to quit. I've taken all I can. It's time to get up and get and move to another job or maybe another town. The gentleman burns me up. The gentleman gets me down. The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't. Doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never, never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. Somebody else's problem. She is welcome to the guy. She'll never understand him half as well as I. Isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Well, look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. You'll never. to me. The gentleman is a doe.
That was Edie Gourmet with a wonderful song by Rodgers and Hammerstein from Allegro. We salute Edie Gourmet and, of course, the passing of her husband, Steve Lawrence, a week or two ago. This is Larry Maslon, and today's show is, of course, about Shohei Ohtani and the American musical. Yes, baseball scandals and the American... No, come on. I'm pulling your leg again. Not about that at all. Here are two foolish clowns, both of whom are sort of afraid of towing the line of foolishness. One from a Stephen Sondheim musical, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, with the inimitable Jack Guilford.
Calm? Yes, calm. Mustn't get excited. Calm, calm. I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm, I'm utterly under control. I haven't a worry where others would hurry, I stroll. I'm cool, a gibbering fool is one thing I never become. When thunder is rumbling and others are crumbling, I hum. Mm, 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 I must think calm, comforting things, butterfly wings, emerald rings, or a murmuring brook. Murmuring, murmuring. Look, I'm calm, I haven't a qualm, I'm utterly under control. Let nothing confuse me or faze me. Oh, excuse me, I'm calm, oh, so calm.
Hysteria!
I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm, indifferent to tensions and shocks. Unruffled and ready, my nerves are as steady as rocks. I'm calm, controlled, so cool that I'm cold, aloofer than any giraffe. When something's the matter, where others would shatter, I laugh. I must breathe deep, ever so deep. Think about sheep going to sleep. Stop and count up to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. When you need a plum and want to be calm, 'cause life is a horrible dream, just count up to 10 very slowly and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hysterium!
Scream.
Call me fool, that's all right with me. Here's my rule, never disagree. Where's my pride, swallowed long ago, deep inside, where it doesn't show. Bowing, scraping, nodding, beaming, always humble, not an ounce of self-respect. Yes, sir, you're so right, sir. Black is white, sir. Excuse me while I genuflect. How do I remain so calm and cheerful? How do I retain my peace of mind? Let me just explain my rationale. It's all in your perspective. Listen, listen. To an old Hungarian philosophy. I am only one of several in a rather small parfumery. which is only one of several in this city. Which is one of many cities in this country, which is only one of many countries which are on this continent, which is only one of seven on this not-so-special planet, which is one of several in our solar system, which is only one of many solar systems in this vast and inconceivable affair that is the universe. So in this infinite, incomprehensible scheme, if a dot called Marachek should scream at a speck called Cebos, what on earth does it matter? So call me fool, that's all right with me. Here's my rule, never disagree. Where's my pride, swallowed long ago, deep inside, where it doesn't show. Just maintain a true perspective, and it's easy to avoid a clash of wills. Just maintain a true perspective, and make sure you're well supplied with stomach pills. Let me put it bluntly, I'm a coward with a wife and children to support. Actually, my creed is short and simple. Five essential words, George. Do not lose your job.
That was Michael McGraw from the revival of She Loves Me, a great Bach and Harnack song about a person avoiding his own foolishness. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today's show is Prosecutorial Malfeasance and the American Musical, ripped from today's headlines. No, it's not. Not at all. Adolph Green and Betty Comden were two of Broadway's best writers about foolishness. They've had a little bit of a resurgence with the film Maestro and a recreation of one of their party concerts at the Cafe Carlyle, which I hope we'll see again. Here are two wonderful fools, women who made their marks on television in the 50s and 60s and returned to the Broadway stage. Here is Carol Burnett from Fade Out, Fade In with Dick Patterson. And if you want to, you can call her Savage.
Sort of helpless and petite.
Yeah.
The kind that mothers like to meet. So pure and wholesome, I'll respect you. I'll protect you.
Call me lethal. Call me devilish. Call me toothsome. Some delicious dish. Call me savage. You just gotta.
Call you savage, call you passion's child, call you wicked, uncontrolled and wild, call you Circe with no mercy, you've no deadly siren's medley, call you Cleo, call you Lorelei, call you Lilith, oh, call you evil eye, Mata Hari or Dewberry or Salome, you're so homey.
I'm not sweet, don't say I'm helpless and petite. The kind that mothers like to meet. Not pure and wholesome, don't respect me, don't protect me.
Call me lethal, call me devilish, call me toothsome.
some delicious dish called you savage. Do I gotta? Yes, I'm nana. No, I'm nana.
Across the night, America, the beautiful rolls by. All those windows, all those people, all those lives. Across the land, in every home, in humble hut or pleasure dome, I know there's dirty doings going on. The man who seeks, the fancy whore, the boy who locks the bathroom door. Ah, yes, I know, dirty doings going on. And I must spread the word and save you from your fate. You must mend your ways before it's too late. Repent, repent, repent. Stop those dirty little doings, every man and boy and wife. Repent, repent, repent. Stop those wicked little wooings that are screwing up your life. Walk the narrow path, my friends, and keep your thinking pure. Try to lift your minds, my friends, a notch above the sewer. Repent, repent, repent. Reform, reform, reform. Take a nice icy shower when you're feeling warm.
In every town we're passing through, beneath a bush, inside the zoo.
I know there's dirty doings going on. The devil tempts us every day. The backseat of a Chevrolet could be the place dirty doings going on. So heed the simple rule to save you from your doom. Do only what you do with mother in the room. Repent, repent, repent. In the fiery pits of Hades, it's too late for your laments. Repent, repent, repent. There's a fiery pit for ladies and a fiery pit for gents. Now's the time to choose, my friends, the afterlife you'll fit. Waltzing on a cloud, my friends, or turning on a spit. Repent, repent, repent. Join the angel band. Repent, 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 for the time is at hand. Like you, I once was wild. Men shouted, oh, you kid, a life of shame I led, and dirty doings did. Until one night I saw the light and heard salvation's call. I'm so glad I didn't hear it until I did it all.
Imogene Coca, hilarious, and On the 20th Century, lyrics by Comden and Green, music by Cy Coleman. Well, of all the nuts, because you know that her character, Mrs. Perma, was a nut, has to be Mel Brooks, and he wrote some wonderfully funny songs in his time. One of my favorites was actually my mother's favorite, was from the film of the producers, a character, Lorenzo C. Dubois, cut from the musical stage version, but my mother loved him, played inimitably again by Dick Shawn.
Mm-hmm.
love power. I'm talking about love power. The power of the sweet flower is gonna rule the earth, and there'll be a great rebirth. Love is the flower that is mine. When I'm walking with my darling and we're holding hands, and life is fine, 'cause she understands. Walking down the sunny street, giving pretty flowers to the people that we meet. And I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his club and he beats me up. I give a flower to the garbage man. He stuffs my girl in the garbage can. And I give it to the landlord when the rent comes round. He throws it in the toilet and he flush it down. It goes into the sewer with the yuck running through her. And it runs into the river that we drink. Hey, where do you stink? Man, it's later than you think. Girl, you got just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance. Talking about love power, the power of the little flower. You don't think about no little flowers. Oh no, all you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell end. That's our Hitler!
How are we getting to the castle?
A wee strop fair de schlagen wagen suchen fruchen.
What's that?
A hayride! Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll your troubles away. When life is awful, just jump on a stroffle and roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, do it all day. When spirits are sagging, just jump in a wagon and roll, roll in the hay. I'm very high-spirited, Doctor. I hope you won't hold it against me.
Oh, I'll try not to.
Hitch those horses up for a gay ride. We'll have lots of fun. Nothing's better than a hay ride underneath the sun. Roll, roll in the hay. Sometimes love finds a bay. You might steal a kiss from an unwitting miss who's not too resistant to play. So let's roll, 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 roll in the hay. So, have you thought of any bays you could use me?
Two, and I'm working on a third.
Oh, good. Does that mean I'm hired?
Well, a large part of me is pointing in that direction.
Roll, roll in the hay.
We'll go up the path, then down the hill. Back up the path, then down the hill. We'll go up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Pitch those horses up for a gay ride. We'll have lots of fun. Nothing's better than a hay ride underneath the sun.
Rollin' it, your lady, your lady.
Rollin' it,
rollin' it. Come take a hayride, take your breath away. Ride, rollin' it, rollin' the hay. Your lady, 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 your lady, your lady, your lady, your lady, your lady.
What's that?
Werewolves.
Werewolves?
They're wolves!
What?
They're wolves! They're castle!
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I thought you wanted me to.
Well, I don't.
Have it your way. I'm easy.
Young lady, oh, dee dee. Young lady, oh, dee dee. Young lady, oh, dee. Young lady, oh, dee. Young lady, oh, lady. Oh, young lady, oh, lady. Oh, young lady, oh, lady. Oh, young lady, oh, dee. Young lady, oh, dee. Young lady, oh, dee. Young lady, oh, dee. Young lady, oh, lady. 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 Young lady, oh, lady.
So let's roll, roll, roll. We'll all roll, roll, roll.
Come with me.
What a bunch of wonderful fools those are, from Young Frankenstein, written by Mel Brooks, Sutton Foster, and Roger Bart, and Chris Fitzgerald, all of whom are on Broadway, even as we speak, in various shows, delighting audiences. Well, it comes to Rogers and Hart to give us a sense of existential foolishness, the fact that perhaps the universe makes fools of us all. Here is a song from Betsy, from 1926, sung beautifully by Susanna McCorkle.
This funny world makes fun of the things that you strive for. This funny world can laugh at the dreams you're alive for. If you're beaten, conceal it. There's no pity for you. For the world cannot feel it. Just keep to yourself. Weep to yourself. This funny world can turn right around and forget you. It's always sure to roll right along when you're through. If you are broke, you shouldn't mind. It's all a joke, for you will find. This funny world is making fun of you.
What kind of fool am I, who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love that left me alone like this. Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. Can I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind.
And of course, one of the great songs about foolishness of all time, Sammy Davis Jr. singing a distaff version from Oliver. Well, I hope you didn't mind us pulling your leg, looking at the various fools. We didn't get to hear some of the more mainstream non-Broadway songs like Fools Rush In or My Foolish Heart or I Was a Fool to Want You, but that's okay. My favorite song about the subject, somebody realizing how foolish they've been throughout their lives, is the finale from Do Re Mi. Comden and Green, Julie Stein. And we started with a fool, Phil Silvers, but let's see how he turns the whole thing on its head and gives us the perspective of a fool turned serious. How much more poignant could that be? Here is All of My Life from Do Re Mi. I hope you have a wonderful April Fool's Day and continue to laugh through the year here on Broadway to Main Street.
All of my life, I've been dreaming the wrong dream, hoping the wrong hope, singing the wrong songs. All of my life, all of my life, I've been picking the wrong horse, saying the wrong thing, making the wrong bets. All of my life, I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. Just throw that lucky punch. Wham! You too can be the champ. Yesterday you batted zero. Hit a homer, you're a hero. I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line, I blew it. All of my life, I've been meeting the wrong crowd, wearing the wrong tie, dancing the wrong steps. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my no good life. All right, folks, step right up and meet a loser. Come on, it's novelty night.
Anybody can meet a winner. Show a little guts. Shake hands with a loser. Meet the champ of the losers. Come on, I don't mind. I must like losing. I've been doing it so long. On the day I was born, I went into training. I was grooming myself for oblivion. And I made it. Funny? Funny? Want to hear a good one? I even lost my wife. Kay, where are you? Are the kids home from school yet? What kids? I've got no time for kids. I'm too busy trying to get a table. Funny? Funny? I could keep you screaming like this for hours. Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. This check is mine. Hold it. This is UB Cram. I reach. Eddie, lend me 20. I'll give it back to you in no time. Eddie, come on. Eddie! What? Take a job? What job? This job? Right here? Are you nuts? I don't want this job. I want that job! Way up there! The one I can't reach. The shortcut. Look out. Step aside. They can't see me. Here I am, folks. The loser. No magic. No hocus pocus. Nothing up my sleeve. Nothing. But absolutely nothing. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. Just give the dice a shake. Wow! You two can be on top. Be an overnight sensation. Meet the press and face the nation. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line, I blew it. All of my life, I've been learning the wrong tricks, pulling the wrong strings, making the wrong moves. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my whole damn life.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.